limitations on the way that people can develop their land, blah, 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 you know. They think that there's a give and take, and at some level maybe there is. But you can't start backing off. If your entire political structure is based in an ideology called property rights, and everything else is, it comes from that, okay? And you eliminate property rights, then there is no structure.
And there is no middle class, because then it's property rights that gives us law, and it gives us our middle class.
Well, this is where I'm so glad we got to this point, because this is the difference between American law and communitarian law. In the United States, under legitimate constitutional law, and this is state and federal constitution, there has to be damages to property. So if you're charged with a crime, a legitimate American crime, the court, the burden of proof, first of all, rests with the court. You don't have to say a word in your defense in an American courtroom. The court has to completely prove that you are guilty of damaging X. Either it's a person or it's someone's property or whatever, okay? But it has to be something. There has to be a dead body before you can be charged with murder. Under communitarian law, there is no damages. There's a potential for a vague damage, maybe. And these are behavior modification crimes, like even a DUI. You're not being charged because you wrecked your car and killed somebody with the car. You're being charged with the potential for wrecking your car and killing somebody with your car. There's no actual damages. And even in our civil court system, try and file a lawsuit in a civil court in the United States and not put a damages claim. Because what the court is supposed to rule on is, were there damages? That's why people say emotional damage, you know. I mean, I had 9 clients that I was helping in Seattle that were in the Dawson lawsuit. And I didn't want to charge any money. I was so naive. I didn't know anything about the court system at all. And when the lawyers were like, well, we're going to charge $1 million, I'm like, no, we're going to charge zero, you know, because it's not about the money. And she's like, well, then you don't have a case. And then you have to prove the damages. So we were supposed to have to prove somehow that these police actions of taking hostages and shaking people down and all the stuff and searching their rooms and invading their private space damaged them emotionally. We were supposed to bring in records of them going to shrinks and how they suddenly couldn't work because they were so distressed over the raid. And I'm like, wait a minute, they violated the law. Why can't we just say that and have that be it? No, that wasn't it. We had to prove that it somehow damaged the people that it happened to. So it helped me eventually to understand communitarian law, because that's the difference right there, is that in communitarian law there's no damages.